How you doing, guys?
Yep.
So bad in the first half and come out and look so good in the second half. How do you flip the switch the way you did?
It's a great question. I wish I knew the answer because we would have started that way then. We tried to start fast and got the ball down the field, and then the ball got tipped, intercepted. So just didn't quite go the way we wanted to in the first half, but we did a good job responding. So it was a good win. Great win.
Over here to your right, that 17-yard run in the second half, it seemed like it lit a fire under the guys. Was that kind of the message you were sending on getting hit on that run out of bounds?
Yeah. Well, I think it was a play we needed to make, so it was good to make it at that time. I was going to slide. I was pretty pissed off at that time, so I figured I wouldn't slide. And wish I wouldn't have got knocked down, but that's the way it goes.
Did you think getting that hit, though, lift the guys up a little bit?
I think the touchdown did, more so on the next play. That was, a great run. But, it's just whatever it takes. I think that's what matters. And I think, all our guys responded the way we wanted to. And it's good to go in there and finish them off like we did.
Tom, you said you guys, I'm right over here.
Thomas.
You said you were pretty pissed off. And I'm looking back at maybe the Cincinnati game as well after a week of scrutiny where you came out and had a tremendous drive at the beginning of the half and you figured prominently in that. You play well pissed off, it seems. And does it filter down to the rest of the offense when you're playing less than optimum? And do you feed off of that?
Yeah, and I think you're going to have times where you play less than optimum because if you played optimal all the time, you'd score 75 points a game, which is impossible. So you're going to have stretches where you get stopped on third down or you don't convert plays you should have. And then I just think it's always good to come reassess where we're at. And I know, we're all pretty pissed off at halftime. Just it wasn't the way that, we 25 plays on offense and terrible time possession, terrible on third down. Just didn't do anything to help our team win. So I thought we did a better job coming out there in the second half and aided by some turnovers by our defense, which our defense has just been playing incredible, which is what we're going to need. So, I'm glad we started to, earn our paycheck there in the second half. So it was good to be able to do that. It was a good feeling. We still have some opportunity out there. Yeah, I wish I'd make the other throws look like that too. So, he's a big target and he makes it easy for me. So he's just awesome.
Tom, back to the 17-yard run. Clarification: you saying you didn't slide because you didn't want to? I mean, did it occur to you at first, like, I got to slide? I just assumed you ran out of room. You couldn't slide.
No, I could have slid. but I wasn't in the best mood that time. I think it was a bigger guy. I would have thought really hard about sliding, but once I was in the secondary and things happen pretty quick for me out there. I'm not the fastest guy out there, so things closed down pretty quick.
Did anybody say on the sideline afterwards, okay, slide next time, or is that tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow. But it was a big third down, and I think it was at that time of the game where we needed to make some big third downs. The guys gave me great protection, and they tried to, what they've done to us a few times is tried to rush three and double cover some guys, and I think I was pretty keyed in on that today and try to take advantage of it when they did it. And I thought we did a better job than we've done the past few times we played them.
Tom,
your thoughts on winning the division? We got two microphones?
There you go.
Sorry.
Jim, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks. Tom, in a game where you're struggling to put points on the board and get a rhythm on offense, how big was it for the defense to come up big, get a couple of turnovers, and really sort of turn defense into offense for you guys?
It was huge. It was what really kept us in the game because we weren't doing much offensively, and they really did that last week too. And they got we got a really good defense, so it's good to see. It's good to see. There's pressure to score every time we get the ball, and that's what we're trying to do. But it's also a good feeling knowing that, if you have to punt, you got a defense that's not going to give up points too easily. Last one, I'm going home.
Tom, when you have dominated this division throughout your career, but, you look just this week, Green Bay goes to Buffalo, they get beat.
Could you talk about your thoughts on winning it as often as you have, and do you think maybe fans have gotten a little spoiled or take it for granted almost?
Well, I think it's a every year is a different year for us, and every year we have a great opportunity to try to accomplish something. It doesn't start, you know, this morning. It started back in March. So it's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and I don't think, you know, you ever take winning for granted. I certainly don't, because I know how hard it is to win. I think we appreciate it. I also know that we have, you know, big goals, you know, every year for our team. So this is the one that is the first one to get. And it was great to be able to do it against a team that we lost to early in the year. We had a great opportunity to go out there and play a lot better than we did the last time. So it's great to win. It's a great feeling. That's why we play. And I've been very fortunate to be a part of an organization where that's really what matters the most. And to play with some really great players over the years, I think that's winning and experiencing it with the players and coaches and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and his family, and it's pretty awesome. Thank you.